This piece was brought to you by Consider Bardwell. ConsiderBardwellFarm.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
The United Nations will host leaders from around the world for a global summit on climate change on September 23, 2014 in New York City. The UN Secretary General is calling on global leaders to combat the effects of global climate change. In support of Ban Ki-moon, thousands of people will be marching in New York City. The People's Climate March will take place on Sunday, September 21st. It will tell the story of climate change through six themes. In support of the march, Heritage Radio Network is doing a series of interviews addressing each of these themes. In this piece, we focus on the forefront of change. We will focus on the forefront of change. We're on the line with David Haight, New York State Director of American Farmland Trust. AFT works to preserve farmland and advocate for our nation's farmers. As they say, no farms, no food. David, why is it so important for farmers to take part in the conversation about climate change?
Well, Caitlin, there's really three reasons. First, farmers are at the front lines of dealing with the impacts of climate change. When you look at the recent hurricanes we've seen in places like New York, hurricanes Irene, Lee, Sandy, farmers are dealing with floods. They're also dealing with real experiences of drought, extreme frost conditions. This is having a real impact on the day-to-day lives of farmers across America and more broadly across the world, because farmers are out working in the weather. And so as the climate is changing, it deeply affects them. That's number one. Number two, farmers are the biggest land and water managers in the world. And so if you're trying to mitigate carbon emissions, farmers have a really important role to play. And there's things they can do in the way they manage their farms to help reduce carbon emissions. And then thirdly, one of the biggest challenges we face in a place like New York is we've had real problems with sprawling development, consuming farmland as people move further and further into the countryside. And that leads to transportation-related carbon emissions and greenhouse gas emissions that are really significant. And so the more we do to help protect farmland and keep farmers on that land, the more we can really help address this climate problem.
Awesome. David, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely, Caitlin. I'm glad to be here with you and so glad that Heritage Radio is leading the voice and supporting these issues.
All right. Thank you for all your work. The United Nations Summit on Climate Change represents a great opportunity for world leaders to take a stand on our climate future. We hope the summit's participants will be both bold and visionary in their work. Join Heritage Radio Network and over 1,400 other organizations at the People's Climate March on Sunday, September 21st, 2014, to demand that the world's governments devote their resources to combating climate change. Visit peoplesclimate.org to learn more. This is Caitlin Pierce reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.